Begin the current daf Maseches Baba Basa daf Beis. Begin on Beis. Begin Tesmat. Begin the Gemara. The words of the Brisa and the Siyashim and the Ligadra. So if the guy gave up and he didn't fence it in, okay, he made a claim. He's responsible. Which Tesis points out why the Siyashim and yeah, Dafkin the Siyashim specifically if he gave up hope. I'm loyin the Siyashim, but if he actually did not give up, he's busy. He's trying to really fix the fence. That even though it adds on a 200th, which generally is the shear making climb, but it actually would be permitted. Okay, now besides this climb, actually, as the mission the fifth pair climb teaches, someone sees the vegetables growing in this vineyard. He says, I'm going to get there, I'll rip it out. Even if it adds on 200, mutter, it's permitted. But he says, oh, when I get back, I'll take it. He's not so diligent. Adds on 200, then also it's going to be forbidden. So you see, when he's trying to rip it out, even adds on 200, much is permitted. But Tom, the reason Yeshlevash, you can explain, it says in the present, should not plant your vineyard climb, meaning as to be someone to plant it, which that he's pleased with. If he's not pleased with it, actually is not prohibited. So it's specifically the words here of the Siyai Shemen. Next test must be begin with the words of the Brisa of Chai Bechayusa. So it's his fault, and he's liable for to insure it by the fact that he didn't fix the wall. Now, Tzitzis bothered. He says, "Afgav the hezik shen nikar, even though unrecognizable damage works. Everything looks the same as if it did it, but till now, it's only halachic problem. Loish mehezik, we don't consider this to that generally as damaging as the Gemara says getting up and giving him out. So how could you make him liable?" So it says, Tzitzis nearly appears to read the high that actually this chash mehezik nikar is actually considered recognizable damages. Shen nikar should climb because it's recognizable that it's a forbidden mixture. Because shabayak fun basada. When you see the grapevines growing in the guy's field, umetame, okay, so that's this case. And then it says, Taisis, oh, well, what do you do with a metame? When someone's metame, as some Gesuris adds on the words, Taurus Chaveroi, and someone's metame, his friend's Torah things, Ava Bishuroi Nasheret Sal Taurus, even if you see the dead bug, on the Taurus, you're right, that's not considered recognizable damage. Why not? Isn't that the same thing? Look, to me, is it known in Mokshuru if that food item was vulnerable to Tumma by, let's say, incoming contact with water, and if it's not recognizable that any damage happened over here. Aval, Elam, don't say, don't say that you're right. The climb over here in our case is unrecognizable damage. But for Kintsu, but they just penalized him. Like the case over there that we quoted of someone else's Taurus. As the Gemara says, in Gittin Daphne Gimel over there. Because we don't want everyone just going contaminating anyone else's Taurus because, oh, it's Hazik Shinanika and it's not a Chayiv. No, because the Hachalek Lamechlach, here you don't have to be concerned about such a thing, Shabbat like Kerem, Namimas, because the owner of the vineyard's also losing, so a person wouldn't generally do that. But more of a ikanasu, if it was a penalty, the maize dafkoi lishev, then it would be specific loan just deliberately. Here it was through negligence, and therefore it must be because it's actually considered hezek nicker. Next time, master begins the gemara, the aim of my mechitza, and say, wait, maybe what does mechitza mean? Maybe it means plukta, maybe it means that they want to divide, not to make a wall. And Mefarash Rida re-explains why is the gemara attempting this other interpretation. Good, because yeah, to say the word mechitza means a wall, yeshkama kushes. There's many questions that the Baruch Hashem like the Gemara surely asks. The first step of the Gemara is pushing to explain that mechitza means plukta, means a division. Even though usually when it says the word mechitza, it actually means a wall. Next test has to begin with the words of the Gemara. Now, so if it means a division, and you see from our Mishnah according to that interpretation, we came to the since they want to put in the sakais of that now they have to build a wall. Because obviously, as we're saying, because Hezek Shenanik is a Hezek Riyah is a Hezek. And so it says, Lakaman, the Gemara later on the Gimel and Aleph, Mukila explains, Kishimba den Chaluk, what do you mean that they want to divide? Meaning, because really, they don't have to, because it's not enough to go around for each one to have Dalai Lamas. But if they want to, okay, now they're going to, now you have to do a bona fide wall. Taisa retain the reads a one to the because that might not get time to miss the why is the time of the mission to pick in case Be'im but in Chalukah when really it is not enough to force a division. But it's saying that they want to. Okay, and that's where the case starts. Why? Why say that? Listen to Ratsu, don't say that they want to. Well, Ari, let it talk about Bishesh but in Chalukah that when they have to divide. And then you say that they have to have a war because of Hezekiah. Tirtzi answered, the Kamashman, that what we're telling you is, the Sagadad, if you would have thought to say, B'shemetan Chalukah, that you're right, when there is no halach of Chalukah, meaning if we only see the case of when there is a Chalukah, if it doesn't have a Chalukah, the Matzalema that one could say, Kiyas Atzoylach, when I agreed to you, Lachli, to divide, I'm not Shalay Lasagud, it was on the condition of not to make the wall. But to make the wall, I did not agree to you. And that's the chiddush to say that, no, once you agree to divide, you have to make the wall. Like we have it, some texts actually have that the Gemara asks and answers explicitly in this question at the end of the sugya. Next text must have been with the words of Gemara. I mean, I would have thought to say, b'mesipas ba'alma. The Gemara answers that, why is it according to ones who hold that mechitza means a wall, that the Mishnah has to write that you build the wall in the middle, and why don't you say you built it? Because had you written it, I would have said that it means just, you know, just with some type of a marker, which peers, in other words, says explains baratz diktanu, and that means to say when they wanted this mechitza, it means a mesipas just with like some a marker. Now, says Taisus, the afak of the balav ratzu. Now, even without wanting, now moisim mesipas balkarcham, we force them to make some type of a marker. The mucha b'samach l'tzavbis from the Gemara shortly. The Gemara, says, my la b'kaisel. So the Gemara says, well, isn't that tomo on the wall? The Gemara says, lo yinob b'mesipas. So you see that that's the minimum. So what's this that they wrote to? So it says, no, hainim b'mesipas gudua. That's a very inferior type of a marker. Avaki wrote to, but when they want and they agree, based on mesipas, then they make, yeah, a marker, but it has to be a megvilik v'gazes. Then it's from, you know, from the materials that we mentioned, the Mishnah, Kimin Kimin, according to the custom of the country. Now, so then the question that Taiz has is, make Masipas, so why is that called Masipas? Yeah, Levishu Mali, Chalang is because it's full of windows, meaning it's lattice work, meaning there's openings. Okay, the Spirit of Aruch, like the Aruch explains, and hence, Bein Megin Mehazagria, that would not protect from Hazagria, but it would still be a minimum of a Masipas. Meaning, we say there's a minimum Masipas, but when they're willing that you make a mesipas, but it's a better mesipas, where it's a bona fide wall, but it still has holes, and again, therefore, it's not necessarily like a kaisel, and therefore would not protect from hezegria. Or, you know, I mean, another part you could say is, lefisha nikavai yud, since it's not ten tvachim haik, like it's obvious in the Gemara later on, the vavma beis, kebagaga samach lechatzer, regarding the case of when the guy has a roof near someone else's courtyard, or the gears is actually Lagag near someone else's roof. Damar of Nachman says, "Is lemaka gavoy yud that you have to make a fence that is that's 10 tefachim high." Well, Baruch the Gemara asked Lamai, "What's the purpose? Ila hazagria if it's you know for the damages of people looking to al amas, meaning you would have to have 10 amas. I mean, ila nitvas kaganav, and if it's you know to catch the guy like coming over your property line like a thief, then mesipas hagi. Well, that's enough just with mesipas. And so in other words, what Taisa is explaining is that a wall that's not 10 tefachim high, Taisa wants to say that that's another approach to say that's what Mesipas is, which and that's what he proves from the Gemara later on, regarding Gagi Samach Lechatzim, that he makes the Mechitza 10 tefachim high, and the Gemara says, what's the purpose of such Mechitza? Like we say, if it's for Hezegri, you need to have Dalet Amos, and if it's Nidlos Kaganev, then you could just make some type of a marker, which we said that's enough for the mesipas. Obviously, that a mesipas is less than 10 tefachim. So that's what we're saying, that what is a mesipas? A mesipas is less than 10 tefachim. As it says, the Bekuntra's Pirish, Rashi explains that what does the Gemara mean when it's answering that if you would have said, oh, you saw in the Mishnah, we would have explained that we would have said that when they said they were agreeable, achalukakoi. I mean, Tari's whole question was based on, well, obviously you have to have mesipas because that's the minimum. So he says, oh, there's two types of mesipas. On that, Rashi says, no, you would have said that what they wanted was to divide. And, or Toma Chatzida does not have a chaluka. Says Tari's is the tema, but that's a wonder. Because the Asik, the Gemara comes out, Mechitza and Aguda, that Mechitza actually means a wall. And the Iplukta lacht, the Iplukta, because if it was to divide, as Rashi is saying, well, lacht is Mibayle, then should have said to the word lacht is not Lass is Mechitza. How could you say that? Oh, you would have thought, like our Damascus tastes, is that you would have thought with just a marker would be enough. But we know from the Sefer, later on the Firaf Meraf, Tiktani, we really know that the Mishnah that teaches that does not Shashem writes him, but when they both agree, then even less than that, you divide. Behind that is Lachalapachas Bermesipas, it's at least for the Mesipas. So we really know that from over there. How could you even say that according to Rashi that you would say it would have been a sipa? So behead you could turn into a mistaken, because it's a begovel. We explicitly learn in our Mishnah that the way Rashi saying, how could you make a mistake to think that you divided a sipa's ba'amo? The Mishnah continues that you build the mechitza from gavel to gavel. So obviously that the kavan of the Mishnah is not a sipa's ba'amo, rather it's with a wall. Which Rashi doesn't hold like Tesis that. That is Masipas Gerua, and that you make the Masipas from Givil and Gosis. Next test, Mata begin the Gemara, Bainus Akiz of Enza Peshitta. You build the wall in the middle. Well, obviously. Which, what's the Gemara's question? The Gemara's asking, well, what's the Chiddush? Of course. So Tesla qualifies this question that, Lamanda Maguda Parach. According to one that explains that Shiratz Lassa Machitza means a wall. That's who we're asking. Like all the questions the Gemara has later on, that were going on, that Manda Amar, that's referring to a wall. And the question of the Gemara is, the Kishik no Lasa is good when they make a kinyan to make a wall. Obviously, each one's making kinyan just like the other one. Pshita Mem, obviously, is going to be in the middle. But, says Tezal Manda, according to one that says division, it's of Lamemer. No, you had to say this, because Sagadah, I mean, you would have thought to say the Mishnah Zagriya, that because of Hezek Ria. Yishla say bin Nakaisel, yes, he has to help with the building of the wall. But that doesn't require him to have to build it in this portion. That's what we have to say, though, that it's going to be Be'emtza. Next says, Mata begins the world, the Gemara Toshma became beginner. Oh, let's bring a Rai. Rai number one, seemingly not like we said, and it seemingly Hezek Ria Shema Hezek is from that we say, oh, also a garden, you have to build a wall. Which Tosafot qualifies like Hamani Gemara later in the Abdal Manal Maskin that comes out Doche Gemara that what the Mishnah is saying in Bechim Begin is Tam that also in general a garden is Kamakir from Nogalag Dami is like a place that the custom is to fence it. So Hekel Tayy Shabbos. So the Gemara's make a good inference that obviously the reason is because it has a Grish Mehazik because obviously just the damages of looking is considered damage and that's why it's like a Makir from Nogalag Dami. So the Gemara says, Tosafot quotes, the Rimas Likinishan, you know, garden is different, like Rabbi Bechulu, like Rabbi said, that you not stand on the person's field when it's become a Saha, when things are growing there, which is more than just a regular chatzim. The Rimas says the same thing, say, wait a second, my time is Chayb Namalik the Bebikah, so then an open field should also be the same like a garden because of the standing grain, which is actually the source that we're bringing for the Gina. The Shem says, we can say, no, the Shem Gina garden is different. That's where they grow vegetables for eating. And at all times, there's something growing there in the garden. But open fields, it doesn't usually have standing grain, but 1 month a year. If you don't have to fence it in, but you're right, but you definitely not stand over there when the guy has his standing grain over there. Then it says, according to the one that says that it's a division, that's what they wanted. So, Kivin de Ashmeina, since you're telling us, Tafel Bechatzah, even by courtyard, Shmei Hezek, because that's how you learn in the Mishnah, that if they want to divide, then you force them to make the wall. Well, then Kasha can begin, all the more so by garden. So, why did Mishnah have to tell us, and also a garden, obviously? The reason why you had to say, and also a garden, was Lamisni, was Mishum, as the Gemara actually answers, Mishum Gabal Bagus, to say that they also have the same Mingamakim, depending what's usually used in the materials of building the wall. Next is about to begin with the words the Gemara Novashani. Oh, if a fellow is different, which Tosafot says differently than Rashi, meaning you're right. You usually don't have to help build a wall, but when it collapsed, Shorugul Nasad Daba Hetz Novachatz, where the guy's already accustomed to doing discrete things in this courtyard because he had the wall up until now, the Loilam De Lizarmas and they're not learned it to be careful one for the other. Yeah, then you would have to build it, but maybe in general not. Next is about to begin the Gemara with the Karla Makarla, and the guy who asked it, what was he asking? Kalim, in other words, the way Tosafot learns the Gemara's question is, Pshita de Novashani, obviously when the falls are different. Andra, but to the contrary, Lilichiach. So the Gemara should approve the other way around. And the Gemara even also on the fact that it says, Ere fell, Machal de Mitzvah, but Amalish Mehazi, in general, it's not considered Hezek, and that initially you wouldn't have to make the wall. Next is about to begin the Gemara, Zegid de Novashani. No, when it's a damage related from the public, that's different, that's more severe. Now, Bavgab, come on, although the Gemara later on Avzayin Mabez, Mashma sounds like the Ayah B'chatzah Shin Smukh Lushas Ram. They were actually talking about courtyard that's not near the public domain. But Kamakam Haber says it's not difficult because Ikka Zikka Dirab is still the quote unquote damage of the public. Because the Zimna Dachir Rabbin, but I lost them at times. The public, the street is so tight that people push and they go to even to that area. Because I mean, come on, like the Gemara says there later on. And Mimshim Lil, Avagav, the Lesle Haitama, even though he does not hold that rationale of the Zimna Dachir Rabbin, that maybe the at times the community pushes their way there. Even so, at a distance, they could see on the from what's going on inside. And if he doesn't disagree, only regarding the gatehouse. But around the door, might that he agrees, the kevin is living is that you force that guy to build with the rest of the community because of people of Hazeket Rab. Isn't it saying, the Gemara's Medayik listed that we learned that you don't divide the chatzah until you have dalam slazel and zeh? Sounds like, oh, if there is Dalaramas, and you force the guy to split. Nigma understands that's with a wall, so obviously has agreed it's considered Hezek, which is just him, it's a wonder. Because if he hate Bekaisel, even if you can explain that it means to divide it with a wall, but Dimahachi Pirish, maybe this is what it's saying. In Chalkin is a Chatzir, you don't divide a courtyard, a fellow Echad, right to live, this is a Kaisel, still Batei Shalai, even if one guy wants to build the wall in his own property, actually, he buy Dalaramas of Kal Echad, unless each one will get a Dalaramas. But yeah, if each one will get Dalaramas, then you divide. If the guy wants to and put it in, and build it in his own area, who said that, who said you could force the partner to build with him the wall in the middle? Because maybe Hezek is not considered as Hezek. So it says that you can say the Chalkin Mashmir Emtsin, or dividing sounds like in the middle. Which obviously infers that because he has to contribute because of Hezekiah, because the Ashman could be issued if it would be telling us like we explained, how will miss the word should have said in that you don't make a wall until etc. Until you have that would make it sound like that's the primary point. But from the way it's written, it sounds like they know that it would have to be in the middle because. And that's the halacha because Hezek Rish may Hezek. Next, this master begins the Gemara. Shani Hasan, there's definitely Balachatz and Balagag Buhulu. The person who has the courtyard tells the person on the roof. He says, "Hey, look, I never know when you're coming to hide from you." Which Taisa says, "It's a tema. It's a wonder because Amayla Maisim of the Tanya. Why doesn't the Gemara prove from a brayse? Like, come on, later in that vav and a beis." When you have two courtyards, one on top of the other one, the upper one, the halacha is that the upper one cannot claim harina bein mekenegdi v'oila that he's going to build a wall from the upper area and above. No, el masiyim l'mata ubaina. Rather, he has to help from the guy in the bottom. To build the wall from the guy from the Rishos of the bottom. So obviously, Amish Mehezek. So obviously, you see that Hezekiah is considered as Hezek. Because if not, why are you building the wall between them? And there, the Gemara cannot answer like it says over here, because there's too much Nechatzeres and that Tashbish is Kibbutz. So Tashbish wonders why does the Gemara not bring a raya and ends the sugya over here. Doesn't mean you're right from the Bryson, not well from the base.